evening to you. Welcome to another 3 hours of what we usually call Beagley at Night. And we're going to call it this week the same as always. I mean, why wouldn't we? Welcome to the program. We have a short break at just before midnight, and then I'll be back with you at midnight through until 2 a.m. Lots of good stuff for you in the program over the next 3 hours, and of course all the usual things in approximately all the usual places. And we start off with Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the stop right downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright . Forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Petula Clark, that should be, and downtown here on Angel Radio. This is Joe Loss and his orchestra right now. They've got a new pair of shoes. Good for them.
For going to town. Got a pair of new shoes, pretty patent leather, all to get together, going to town. Prouder than a peacock strutting down the street. Haven't you heard them like a bird with wings on my feet? 'Cause I got a pair of new shoes, polished up and paid for. Honey, they were made for going to town.
That was from 1938, and that was Joe Lawson, his orchestra, and got a new pair of shoes. So I hope you've had a good week since I was with you last week. I guess the Conservatives and the Labour Party can't say that exactly. I guess Nigel Farage can, but you know what? That's all news and politics, and we're really not interested in that. But I do hope that you had a good week, and of course, this week it's a celebration of VE Day, and a very important one as well, and no doubt that will be celebrated here on Angel Radio. We'll probably mention it a little bit later on as well. Coming up after this, we'll have a little bit of jazz, by Jove, but first
if they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot, it's just to tell you that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends. Thank you. whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers that as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend.
Well, that sounded a little bit like jazz to me, quite frankly, but it wasn't part of our Jazz by Joe segment. That was Dinah Washington with a musical arrangement by the late, great Quincy Jones, recorded back in March 1955. Dinah Washington and I could write a book. But right now, well, we're about 2.5 minutes late already. It is time for Jazz by Joe, featuring this week Ramsey Lewis and Cleo Lane.
Thank you. hour. But now that you've said your mind, wherever I go, whatever I do, I'll be doing fine. For I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true, but what care I?
Thought that was going to be Nothing Could Be Finer Than To Be In Carolina In The Morning to start with, but it wasn't. It was the great Cleo Lane and a song called I'll Get By As Long As I Have You. And before that, Ramsey Lewis with Wade in the Water. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio.
In Portsmouth, Gosport and Havant on 98.6 FM, and in Chichester, Bognor and Selsey on 94.8 FM. This is Angel Radio.
I believe we're back on DAB in London as well, so it's nice to have all the listeners in London back with us. Time now for our second segment, which is just simply called Frank Perry or Dean, and I know I'm the only one that knows which one it's going to be. This week it's actually quite short, and it's pretty obvious as to who it is, but there's another person with the person who could be Frank Perry or Dean. So have a listen. It's only 2 minutes long, but it's wonderful.
I could listen to you forever, and I am not kidding.
I could listen to you forever.
Works out perfect. You listen to me, and I'll listen to you.
All right.
And all you listen to us. I would get a star out of the blue. For you.
For me?
Yes, for you.
Songs or two for you, for you.
Over the highways and over the street,
you and your singing will make it complete. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Mountain. If I knew that when I'd climb that mountain, I'd climb you. I'd swim the deepest river. If I knew that when I swam that river, I'd climb.
Over
that river,
classic bit of television there from 1967, March the 26th to be precise. And of course, that was Dean Martin singing there with the Bella Ella Fitzgerald. Do hope you enjoyed that. And we'll have some more Dean, Frank or Perry around about the same time next week. So many bands that are just recognisable by their sound, and that is certainly one of them, from 1966, Memories of Madrid. Yeah, remember them well. And of course was Herbaceous Albert and his Tijuana Brass. You're listening to Weekly a Night here on Angel Radio with me, RB. And coming up next, we have a rather nice offering called Bashful Bob from 1959 from Bobby V. Oh, and the Jolly Men Singers.
La da da da, whoa, whoa, whoa. La da da da, whoa, whoa, whoa. When I walked you home the other night, I wanted so much to hold you tight, but I was bashful. Bashful Bob, they call me, they call me. I saw the love light shining in your eye. I wanted so much to be your guy, but I was bashful. Bashful Bob, they call me, they call me. Bashful Bobby, will you ever change? Will you ever grow up and lose your bashful name? You're missing lots of love and lots of kissing too, from Judy, Joyce and Mary and Peggy Sue. Do I lay awake each night, oh, wondering what to do, working up my courage to say that I love you? But I'm so bashful. Bashful Bob, they call me, they call me. Oh, Bashful Bobby, will you ever change? Will you ever grow up and lose your bashful name? You're missing lots of love and lots of kissing too, from Judy, Joyce and Mary and Peggy.
Peggy Sue. Do I lay awake each night, I'm wondering what to do, working up my courage to say that I love you, but I'm so bashful, bashful Bob. They call me Bashful Bobby. Will you ever change? Bashful Bobby, will you ever change? Bashful Bobby, will you ever change? Bashful Bobby.
I feel as though that should be about someone, but I don't have any information on it at all. And I can't really think of anybody that was called Bob in the American government that might have been bashful, but you never know. If you do know, do please drop me a line. I'd be very interested to know. From 1959 there, Bashful Bob from Bobby V and the Johnny Man Singers, who I think, didn't they also do the Up, Up and Away in a Beautiful Balloon a few years later than that? I think it was them. Yeah, well, what do I know? Here's Jay Wilbur's band right now with Sam Costa on the vocalizations. You Were There.
Enchanted meeting, life changed its tune. The stars and moon came near to me. Dreams that I dreamed like magic seemed to be clear to me, dear to me. You were there. Your eyes looked into mine and faltered everywhere. The color of the whole world altered, false became true. My universe tumbled into, the earth became heaven for you. Were there.
Vocalizing there from 1936, and you were there. All the music in the program that you have heard so far, with the exception of Dean and Ella, has been provided by the wonderful D.A.B. Dave, who provides an awful lot of music for this program, in fact, most of it. And as always, my thanks to him for doing so, because he always does such a fantastic job.
Angel keeps you 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed.
With happy music and a smile.
Golden oldies all the while.
Keep
keep tuned and follow suit. That angel bring a brighter future.
Well, now we need to talk about bluebirds. How long have we got? Well, not that long, to be honest with you. And we do have bluebirds here in North America, more than one type, to be honest. And all of them, well, they're the size of and shape of, well, I don't know, somewhere between a sparrow and a thrush. The blue colour makes them distinctive, and they are generally thought of as a good thing, even bringers of happiness and a change of fortune. So it's not surprising that they feature in songs originating here in the United States, usually associated with happy and optimistic thoughts. Two examples out of many. Well, there's The Bluebird of Happiness, written in 1934, and that tells us that you will find greater peace of mind knowing there's a bluebird of happiness. And Marvin Rainwater, he informed us in 1957, gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken much too long. Well, U.S. Songwriter Nat Burton came up with a new location for his bluebirds in 1941, somewhere that you would not expect to find them. Yeah, of course, we're talking about the White Cliffs of Dover. It's said that Nat didn't realize there aren't any bluebirds in Kent or anywhere in the UK. Well, hearing the song myself so many times over the decades, I must say it's never really struck me as being a problem. How about you? I'm always happy to imagine those bluebirds there as symbols of optimism and a better future, as was badly needed in those World War II years. The song's title and lyrics were also a reminder of those brave RAF pilots in their blue uniforms flying out over the English Channel, but I'm really not sure if Nat Burton had that in mind when he put the words together. So that just leaves us with, well, who had the first recording of There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover? If there were any justice in the world, the answer would have been, of course, Dame Vera Lynn. But I'm sorry to say that hers was not the first version. Some listings tell us that it was Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and now he certainly had a commercial success with it in the US. But as far as we can tell, his too was not the first version to be recorded. I'm being a little bit careful here, as accounts do differ on precise dates of recording and of release. The distinction of first recording seems to belong to Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, with Lynn Richards taking the vocal. They recorded this one in the second half of 1941 as the B-side to I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. We're told that the disc was released at the beginning of 1942, by which time, of course, the US had declared war on Japan and Germany. With all of that in mind, let's have a listen to Lynn Richards, Bunny Berrigan, and There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover.
Thank you.
have to say it's a pretty nice version. Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra there with the vocals from Lynn Richards and the White Cliffs of Dover. And it's perfectly true, you know. I mean, I don't know about you, but whenever I fly into the UK from having been overseas somewhere, whenever I see those white cliffs, things just begin to melt in my heart. You're listening to Beagle Unite here on Angel Radio.
Hello. Yes, this is Jane, baby. You want what? A girl like me? What do I want?
I want a man with moves. I want a man with grooves, with long black hair. He can't be no square, 'cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line makes her feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. I'm hip daddy, that makes it. Really? You're putting me on. What does that mean? Oh, you know that that makes it. Oh, that's so kicky. I want a man that moves. I want a man. When he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line, that makes it feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. Too much. Catch your carrying on like a boss. Better stop, he's a what? You dance too? Well, I did. Swim? Monkey? Walk the dog? Oh, baby, you make it.
Oh, lovely stuff. That was Jane Mansfield from about 1965, and that makes it. So let's take a look at some of the things that happened this week back then. And first of all, this week in 1677, the future Mary II of England married William, Prince of Orange, and they later jointly reigned as William and Mary. And on May the 4th, 1783, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart Symphony No. 36 was performed for the first time in Linz, Austria. It was this week back in 1260 that Kublai Khan became ruler of the Mongol Empire. And this week back in 1821, Emperor Napoleon died in exile on the island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic Ocean.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. Hostilities will end officially at 1 minute after midnight tonight, Tuesday, the 8th of May. But in the interests of saving lives, the ceasefire began yesterday to be sounded along all the fronts. The German war is therefore at an end. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
On this very day, back in 1682, Louis XIV of France moved his court to the Palace of Versailles. And also on this very day, back in 1889, and also in France, the Eiffel Tower was officially opened to the public at the Universal Exposition in Paris. And also on this day, back in 1960, there was a wedding.
Through cheering crowds of hundreds of thousands, Princess Margaret rides to Westminster Abbey on her wedding day. 2,000 guests in multicolored splendor await, as does the bridegroom, untitled Anthony Armstrong Jones. His father sits on the opposite side of the sanctuary from the royal family. 50 minutes of solemn and venerable ceremony begin with the entrance of the princess. A 500-year-old precedent perishes. Princess Margaret is the first princess daughter of a British sovereign to marry a commoner since the daughter of Edward IV, Princess Cicely, in the 15th century. Now, every detail and nuance of the ceremony is under the scrutiny of countless millions, but the dignity and grandeur of the rites are not marred.
Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.
Over 500 years before that happened, Jacques Cartier in 1534, well, he visited Newfoundland. And in 1773, the Parliament of Great Britain passed the Tea Act. This was an act where everybody in EastEnders has to drink at least one cup of tea. It was designed to save the British East Indies Company by reducing taxes on its tea. And back to France we go. 1774 this week back then, Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette became King and Queen of France. They ate lots of cake until they couldn't. And finally, in 1974, the United States House Committee on the Judiciary opened formal and public impeachment hearings against President Richard Nixon, or known as the Watergate scandal. Now, if you happen to be watching the BBC television service on May the 6th, 1960, you could have indeed seen the wedding of Princess Margaret to Anthony Armstrong Jones. It was televised from 10 o'clock until 1 when there was the news in Welsh. A Welsh programme was then on at 5 past 1, and at 2 o'clock there was news with cricket scores. Watched with Mother at 2:30 with the Wooden Tops, and then BBC television service closed down until 5 when it was Blue Peter with Christopher Trace and Layla Williams. Junior Sports View at 5:10 and Departure of the Britannia at 5:15. Junior Sports View continued at 5:25 until the Lone Ranger at 5:25. Town and Around was on at 6 o'clock with Gardening Club at 6:10. News and Weather at 6:40, and then Tonight with Cliff Mitchell-Moore, along with Derek Hart, Alan Wicker, Fife Robertson, and many others. Tony Hancock in Hancock's Half Hour with Sid James at 7:30, and of course Tony Hancock, Secret Kingdom at 8 o'clock, Association Football, England versus Young, England at 8:30, and then there was the highlights of the wedding at 9:15 until 10:30. Who Goes Home at 10:45, and then the weather and close down at 11:15. But if the BBC was too boring, then there was, of course, ITV. News was at 5:00 to 6:00, Right to Reply at 6:10, and then Biggles at 6:30. Call for Cats with Kent Walton at 7 o'clock, and Emergency War 10 with Charles Tingwall, Frederick Bartman, and Jill Brown at 7:30. Take Your Pick with Michael Miles at 8 o'clock, and The Army Game at 8:25. Royal Wedding Highlights at 5:00 to 9:00, and then there was news at 9:25. Television Playhouse with The Big Night, a comedy by Peter Draper, starred Robert Stevens, Barry Foster, Judith Stott, Sylvia Kay. That was at 9:55 to 10:00. Gun Law at 9:55 to 11:00. News headlines at 11:05. Glenn Callan at 11:07. And then Mark Sabre at 11:25. And what was number one on the day that Princess Margaret married Anthony Armstrong Jones? It was this. The Everly Brothers and Cathy's Clown.
Don't want your class.
Number one this week, back when Princess Margaret married Anthony Armstrong Jones. We're a bit late, but it's time to go to the piano parlor. this week, Floyd Kramer, Joe and Mr. Piano Henderson, and Russ Conway. Back in a couple of minutes.